Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at?
Where you at?
Where you at?
Where you at? Yeah, live from Minneapolis, St.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, so you know how we do it around here, and you know exactly what it is, because that's the reason why most of y'all are here. It's Takeover Tuesday, the only night of the week where we allow you here on our interactive radio to call in and take over the show. You can talk about whatever it is you do. I don't care if you babysit pit bulls on the weekend. You can call in tonight and promote it, and I will not send you a bill. You dig? So, all right, let me go over here and check in with my crew right quick as I get my background music together. But I believe we got Miss Jazzy B in the house. What's good, Jazzy?
Hey, 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 what's up, y'all? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, you know how I am. I keep it monstrous around here. You're about ready for this Takeover Tuesday. You know how I get on live radio. Sometimes, we can't regulate who calls in. They just be wild as hell. You did. So you about ready?
You know, I stay ready.
That's what's up. And I definitely want to tell people about your event or the event that you're going through tonight here coming up in just a little bit. But let me go over here and check in with another one of our teammates over here, Miss Unbelievable. Hello, Unbelievable. You got yourself
Hey, Miss Unbelievable. She got herself on mute.
Yeah, she probably do, because I see the one button push. So
I sure did. Hey, 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 my bad.
That's what's up.
Hey, Jazzy B. Hey, honey. Hey, E-Monster.
Hey, what's good? Unbelievable. So I guess we're going to do this Takeover Tuesday. I mean, like I was asking Jazzy, I mean, I hope you ready for Takeover Tuesday, because who knows what can go down tonight.
Always ready. Stay ready. You don't be ready. You stay ready.
All right. So let me go ahead and crack their heads open with, our first two tracks or whatnot, you know, to set the groove and give people time. Look, it's starting to load up. Give people time to call in. Don't forget, when you do call in, 424-243-9649. And I'll say it slow for those of you that caught the little short school bus and they used to make you wear a helmet with a visor so you wouldn't lick the window. The big button, player. 424-243-9649. But you got to press one to talk. And I'm telling you, it's starting to load up over here. And it's all ones. It is what it is. Let me get to this first two tracks and we're going to come back. And I got Jazzy B, Miss Unbelievable. I'm E-Monster. Seldom Seen should be calling in soon. King should be here soon. It's going to go down. But for now, this is some Rico Barino. It's making you lose control. Monstrous Radio Live. I'm trying to get him here to the Twin Cities. I'm telling y'all, I've seen him at South by Southwest. This man got it. I'm just saying. Take over Tuesday.
Headboard, fuck it like an animal. Get it to you cause you're air for it. I'm accountable. Eat it like cantaloupe. I got the antidote. 20 karat cutter, yeah, stone, yeah, with cantaloupe. Get your passport. Let me make love in the ocean. Make you lose control. Take drama mean for the motion. Pour a cup of the potion. Roll up and we smoking. All over your body. Show it all like a trophy. Ooh.
Did you know that I got your ass up in soul? Nigga, stop tripping. I'm the only one nigga serving.
I'm
like
making
me.
You lose. This ain't no simple little love song. Nobody understands what we got. Your friends be telling you I'm bad for. Your image, they say bad boys will just break your heart.
Stop tripping, I'm the only one nigga serving.
I'm making you lose.
So, hey, check it out. This next guy I'm about to play, he goes by the name of Jay Bree. He's going to be here on July 8th. He's going to get it in at a big, big, big event. I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about it more coming up. And don't forget, we got our topics and so much more on Monsters Radio Takeover Tuesday. It's starting to fill up. If you're on your computer, don't forget you can comment on our link, and we will read them right now live on the air. And you can win a T-shirt tonight if you know what I'm talking about. So, all right, check it out. This is Jay Bree. I usually play his... Wish I Was Single, but let me do this one right here. This is State to State, Monsters Radio Live, Takeover Tuesday. We open up the lines right after this.
I've been out here moving state to state, trapping out the van, I sell away, just hit the plug, it's on the way. When I'm with the club, we get high.
I've been out here moving state to state, trapping out the Venice LOA, yeah. I just hit the plug, it's on the way, yeah.
When I'm with the club,
shawty on me when I walk through. Let me show you what a boss do. Pull up on you in your favorite wheel. Neck dripping Jack Frost juice. Since I came up in the game, it ain't been the same. I see what the fame do. Keep the maters on your name, sweat your lane. Now they wanna claim to flex, flex. Yeah, my BBS. Yes. Since I got a check, yeah. Now she wanna flex, flex, flex. Ay. Cause she know I'm next. Ay. That roof disconnect. Ay. Put that on the set.
I've been out here moving state to state, trapping out the van, I sell away, I just hit the plug, it's on the way, when I'm with the club, we get high,
I've been out here moving state to state, trapping out the van, that's LOA, yeah, I just hit the plug, it's on the way, yeah,
when I'm with the club,
where's the green, roll the leaf, blow that steam, yeah, shawty me. She a make a scene, yeah, for the green. She see the bling on my ring. She want all these things, all these things.
LOA, child, put the city on the map. Bentley, facts,
shawty, you know where it's at.
Ain't chain, look,
drop it up, drop it up, drop it up,
put off in the rain,
drop it up, drop it up,
I've been out here moving state to state, trapping out the van, I sell away.
just hit the plug, it's on the way.
Yeah.
When I'm with the club, we get high.
I've been out here moving state to state. Trapping out the Venice LA. I just hit the plug, it's on the way.
When I'm with the club.
Yeah. J3. Uh-huh. Yeah, did you know Jay Breeze from the Twin Cities? Yeah, that's like our own Chris Brown. You feel me? So, all right, I'm going to check back in with Miss Unbelievable. We still got Jazzy B in the house, so let's check in with them right quick as we get ready for this Takeover Tuesday. We ain't going to talk too much, then we're going to open up the lines. I definitely... you know what I mean, y'all? I definitely want to let King get some promo off that he has to get in, Miss Unbelievable and Jazzy B, because as y'all know, I don't think Kim kind of likes him. It is. I don't know what it is. I think if she's seen him somewhere, she would try to pistol whip him with a high heel shoe. I'm just saying. Let's try to see
if we
can find King.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see if we can find King right quick and let him tell us about some things I know he want to talk about before Kim get over here with her little razor blade and things. So, King, is that you, bro?
Yeah. Definitely in the house. And I wish you would.
What's up, bro?
I wish you would beat me down. I might like that a little bit. I swear I might like that.
That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is, y'all. That's what it is.
Even though she got some geriatric moves, I might need me a little sugar mama just to actually let me be beat up every now and then. I might like that.
She don't
touch
you for that one.
Yeah. Y'all know me and like that aggressive shit. All he's doing is just digging his grave. Who got the shovel for this man? Because he's digging his grave right now. It's going to say, rest in peace, King. It's going to say, rest in peace, King. Kill
somebody. Oh, you don't say rest. Hey, as long as I'm not resting in pieces, I'm good. I'm in one piece, I'm happy. But, I mean, pieces, there's too many.
Right.
With Kim, you'll be in pieces.
Damn.
Right.
Oh, you sound like a co-signer right now. I gotta.
Hey, I'm telling you, bro. I seen Kim. I'm not even gonna lie. She got mad at me one day. She pistol whipped me with a house shoe, dog. You ever been pistol whipped by a house slipper? Boy, it's embarrassing. I'm telling you, it's embarrassing. Don't nobody respect
you.
They delete you from Facebook. Your mistress starts picking up an extra boyfriend. Get in. It's just horrible, bro. She beat me with a house slipper like it was a pistol. I couldn't do nothing, bro. It sounds cool. Like it might be sexy now. It's embarrassing. I'm just saying. So, all right, bro. So you got some things going on for, like, you know, because what we try to do is help people improve their events, your concerts, with high artists and things like that. We even got Monstrous booking around here coming real soon. But I know you got some things going on, you know, that people can use for events and carnivals. And, you know, also, you know, you got your entertainment company where, you know, you promote upcoming events and things like that. So let's go ahead and talk about you for a hot second. So it's King Radio right here.
Wow. Good evening. At the particular moment, I'm hoping that a few of my constituents and rural subjects would be able to call in and, you know, speak about what they actually getting into in the next coming days. But, you know, everybody know about Hot Rods. Hot Rods, you know, is going down in the DM right now. You know, I'm looking to make sure that if I ever was to part away from that, I would be satisfied with the actual patriotism. That's a big word. Patriotism that comes through that place, because, I mean, the atmosphere is great. The people are awesome, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, don't start nothing. It won't be nothing. And y'all should be all right in that place. But at the end of the day, you know, come tomorrow, I got a whole bunch of interviews jumping out. I encourage you to come on out and see the interviews and the interview process. We got a whole bunch of it going on. on YouTube. You know, a lot of people are actually, you know, into that whole idea of looking and seeing it. I've had one guy get 100 views already just in, you know, his actual interview by himself. So, you know, I'm looking for people to come out and turn up on that whole idea. Where we're going to be at, though, you know, that's a really disclosed idea, you know, but I'm willing to actually give the bulls that right now. If you're an artist, you know, we're going to be at 911 Park Avenue South. That's in Minneapolis. 911 Park Avenue South. Now, you drive down this block, you'd be like, where the hell could y'all be at? I know you're not in this place or that place, but at the end of the day, I'm sure you're going to see a plethora of people outside, you know, trying to get in and get out. So come on and show your love and be down there at 911 Park Avenue South. We're definitely going to be there showcasing and doing interviews. I'm going to put people up on something right now. I got Augies coming out. Oh, my God. They're doing interviews. Augies, stop it. I wasn't ready for that myself, but Strippers is going down in a DM tomorrow. But on another idea, we definitely need them ladies to come down to Hot Rods because it's Lady Nights on Wednesday. I'm going to tell you right now, the drinks are off the chain. They come straight out the bottle. They're not out the tap. And I mean, they're not watered down. So, you know, as Emos was saying, get that antifreeze in you.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. Just ask for the E-Monster. They know what you're talking about. Get it.
Hey, that E-Monster had me slap. I'm not even joking. I'm not playing with that no more. I don't even want to actually deal with that no more. I might do it, you know, every other occasion, you know, but I mean, that night, I did too much that night trying to actually overexert myself with pain of E-Monster. I swear, it's just, it'll sneak up on you. I swear that antifreeze tastes just like what it sounds. It even looked like it's actually green too. I was actually shocked.
Yeah.
I was definitely shocked that it was green. Yeah. But shout out to Fancy. Fancy is doing a thing. Fancy is awesome with her first Fancy Thursdays. You know what I'm saying? But we got every other Thursday. We got every Thursday. Me and A-Monster is holding down every Thursday. Been doing it for the last 2 weeks. Let's get it in. You know, come on down there. Wednesday nights is that ladies' night. You know what I'm saying? We definitely hold it down that night. And, I mean, I got some things brewing right now, dog. I got some things brewing. I'm going to tell you right now. You want to be on some hot mixes, hot ciphers? You want to see some mainstream artists come out and turn up? Man, come on down there, man. You never know what's going to happen at Hot Rods. It's definitely popping off right now. Man, it's definitely going to jump off. But, yeah, definitely. But we're the senior citizens.
I'm just saying. I'm sorry. And they got good food. And they got hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. Another one of our crew members is here.
Is that the senior citizen? Is that the geriatric crew?
Oh, shit. There you go. nope, this is not that crew. This is a different people. Seldom Sane, is that you? You got yourself on mute, maybe? Did your cheek hit mute?
My bad. I said my bad. I'm gonna start it out respectful. What's up, Monster? What's up, Jazzy? What's up, Miss Unbelievable? And that motherfucking spawn of Satan over there. I'm sitting here driving. Oh my mama! When I looked at the clock, it said 9:09. I'm like, oh shit, I'm late. So as soon as I hit that button, beep. I hear, you know, Monster talking a little bit, then all of a sudden, he start with his shit. The spawn of Satan over there start with his shit. You like to get beat up, huh? I want to assist you with that, huh? You know? Then talking about some motherfucking geriatric shit. Are you serious? I told you, the only thing that's old about me is my money.
Ooh.
Lord. So, when you say you like to get beat, do you like shackles or handcuffs? Because presently I have shackles, and they have red fucking fur on it. Do not play with me or my motherfucking gang. You understand me? You better check my G-file, pimpin'. Now, how y'all doing, baby? Shut up. How y'all doing?
Hi, Kim. Hi,
Bo. Hi, baby.
Hi,
hi, babies. Hi, monsters. He knew what the fuck he was doing over there. Miss Unbelievable.
I miss Papa. How you doing? I miss Papa.
How you doing? Fuck either. So go ahead and keep it pushing.
So, hey, look. We're going to break it up because, hey, we do got another person that pressed one. We're going to get to you right after this. 612-213. You're going to be up next. This guy right here, he's going to be on our show next week. So hope y'all get y'all questions together because, hey, it's going to be monstrous. Check it out. This is Frank Footer. This is his drop, and then I'm going to play one of his tracks. He'll be on the show next Wednesday, so make sure you tune in for that. That's our interview.
I love y'all. Because we live in this motherfucker.
I'm Frank Footer. I'm rocking with the E-Monster. What's good?
Tryna kick it off, I'm with it tonight, I'm trying to trick it off. The money keep me motivated, so I smile for the haters cause I know they hate it. MDMA all over the ad list, we the team that get it poppin', so what's happening? Better be body, keep the strap, bitch. Just talking that trap shit and get your clap quick. I'ma knock it out the park if she throw it at me. You know your king when she call your daddy. I got a pocket full of money and I'm trying to throw it.
What?
Throw it,
what?
Throw it,
what?
Throw it.
Oh, woo! Money in the air.
Poppin' for a real nigga, cause she ain't worried about them little niggas. Cause little niggas never get the picture, and real niggas never leak a picture. I mean, what's hell with you and your friend? I know we did it once, we could do it again. I'm worldwide on some global shit, so I'ma lead you niggas to that local shit. Yeah, I know you think it's fucked, but don't bag it up if you can't bag it up. I got a pocket full of money and I'm trying to throw it.
What?
Throw it,
what?
Throw it,
what?
Throw it.
Oh, woo! Money in the air.
Radio Live, Takeover Tuesday, Frank Footer, he'll be on the show next week, so make sure you tune in for that. All right, let me get back to this crazy, monstrous crew. So, all right,
I don't see shit funny. Y'all let me getting fucked up and shit by my motherfucking self and shit. I don't find shit funny. This motherfucker.
Oh, snap.
So, you know what?
Do we got some entertainment news? Anybody got some entertainment news?
Cher's husband, well, the father of one of her children passed away the other day.
Who?
Cher.
You love Cher.
Yes, Cher. You don't know who Cher is? Like, Sonny and Cher. The one that I was talking about was on the Billboard Awards, yes. And he was like, I'm not talking about her. I am not going to talk about her. Like, I refuse to talk about a 70-year-old woman in a wig. Oh, my goodness, she snapped at me. You went off.
Did I? I must have took my medication.
Yes, you did.
Hold on before we get to some more entertainment news. Let's check in with the 612-213. You heard that ring in your ear. Are you monstrous enough to take over the radio from us? Hello.
Uh-uh.
612-213. You got yourself on mute, too?
Don't do me like I'm here to defend myself. Don't talk about it. I have mine on mute, too. Really? And are you going to repeat it, though?
So he didn't have too much to say, did he? I mean, he was just on and off that quick.
I think he said something. 213.
Yeah.
You know that your number starts with 213. You should be talking.
Stop. He's trying.
Hello.
I keep hearing him saying,
oh.
Hello. What's good?
Oh.
Right. I'm talking. Hello.
We heard something. Oh, there we go.
Who we got? Who we got on the line?
Yo, this is dead serious. Serious?
Yo, this is dead serious. Can you hear me?
Is that serious? I know who the fuck that serious is. That serious should be showing up to my motherfucking interviews tomorrow. What's going on, that serious?
Yo, what's going on? What's going on?
Right. Let me turn my phone.
Yo, y'all can hear me. Am I good? Am I clear?
You're definitely clear.
We ain't dead.
All right, I'm just checking in. What's going on? How y'all feeling tonight?
Good. How about yourself? I've been
asking. I can't complain. Well, yeah, man, I'm this dead serious. You probably could catch me this Thursday at Hot Rise with my man King. And I'm going to definitely be there. I want all the artists to come support and come get interviewed at Exposure TV tomorrow between 6 and 9.
What's up? That rep your city, man. Rep your city. So that your city can show out.
Stand up, the Twin Cities, you know, any artist that's just hungry out there, you know, that you think you can make Minnesota blow up, let's come together. Let's see what you got.
Right. Well, I'm gonna
We got the real Minnesota movement right now.
Hold on, King, man. Fuck them other artists right now. They didn't show up to show out. Let's talk about you, bro. What's up with show music? What type of music you do?
Well, that's serious. I see why you envy. We about to get ready to drop this thing real short. This is just something that's real lyrical. It's going to bring you back to the essence of hip-hop. I'm not going to say I'm going to change the game, but I'm going to definitely remind you that hip-hop lives in Minnesota.
Okay.
So how can people get a hold of you, bro, to check out your music and, interact with you?
Well, right now I got some things popping on SoundCloud at Dwight Dead Serious Allen, D-W-I-G-H-T, Dead Serious, spelled correctly, and Allen, A-L-L-E-N. You could check a couple joints out that's going to be on the mixtape. It's not too much, just enough for you to want some more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what's up. Okay. So,
Well, right now I'm just trying to support all my brothers. You know, right now it's just about, you know, Minnesota, man. You know, we all got to promote ourselves. But I'm big on supporting everybody, man. You know what I mean? And just, you know, spreading the word, you know, just so they know the movements that's actually moving out here.
Right, right. That's real spit, bro, because we got to stimulate our own economy. We got to make our spot like they made Atlanta. We got to keep our spot like they made New York, L.A. You dig? That's how we got to make
exactly.
Our spot,
though.
Even Chicago
I agree 100%.
Yo.
I mean, I feel as though it's like we live in this state where a lot of people, you know, this is a real diverse state. We got a lot of different races, people from different states.
Mm-hmm.
So when people ask what that Minnesota sound is, I don't think we actually got an artist that made it to give them that Minnesota sound. So we still got a chance to break through and do something new that they never heard. And we going through real life out here, too, man. The stuff you hear about in Chicago, Cali, New York, we still going through that here, too. You know, we lost Philando Castile. Rest in peace to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, we finally, you know, had a little light shed on our city to show that, you know, St. Louis, Florida, Trayvon Martin, this is happening nationwide, man, and Minnesota counts.
Right, right. Real still. Real still. So, any of y'all want to ask the gentleman a question?
Well, all I want to know is, I mean, this is, we got a Wednesday night, you know, coming along with all these ladies, you know what I'm saying? I mean, all I'm saying is, I mean, you going to bring the ladies out tomorrow?
Well, you know, I'm wifed up, man. I'm going to have her bring her buddies. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure some ladies come in my entourage, you know, but I got to say the right things. I don't want to get my head bust at the end of this interview, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I'm going to make sure I got some ladies in the entourage. And you feel free to talk and, you know what I mean, get to know some people, shake a hand and meet a friend, you know what I mean?
As long as you point out your wife, I'm good, I'm good. Just keep your wife to yourself. I don't need your wife.
She probably going to be holding one of my pockets as I walk, you hear me?
What's up? All right.
That's a good wife, good wife, good wife, good wife. Good wife.
I love my wife, right, like, I'm wiped up though, but I'll have her bring some of her buddies. That's what's up, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to just keep it smooth, you know, but we trying to keep that thing smooth.
Hey, yeah. as long as you got the pluggers and the flyers for tomorrow, I'm happy, you know what I'm saying? Come on out. We gonna move from the interviews to the club. That's how that's going to roll tomorrow. We got some food. Make sure you tell people we got some food tomorrow, because, I mean, people be like, oh, y'all eating tomorrow? Yeah, I got some food for y'all. Come on down, eat this food up I got for y'all. And, I mean, we going to move on to the club. They got more food in the club if you actually, you know what I'm saying, think that you need to drink too much. And, I mean, you need to feel that gap that's in the belly. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I got some finger food. I don't know what Fancy done, but, you know, she's telling me, I got food, I got food, I got food. But, you know, Fancy, you know, just going to do enough to actually make sure y'all, you know, got a little hors d'oeuvre or whatever. But, you get down to Hot Rods, man, we got some amazing jerk chicken. If you have never tasted jerk chicken in your life, you want to eat this jerk chicken that's at my club tomorrow.
At your club? Now, wait, hold on. I can't make it tomorrow because I got a word. But you said something about some jerk chicken food, and so you got my interest now. Wait, what now? Where's this place at?
I might get that up tomorrow. That's what you're telling me.
Oh, my God. You know what? See, Monster, I can't do this no more. I can't. I'm just going to, you know what, after tonight, if y'all don't talk to me no more, the spawn of Satan over there is the reason why. You know, I'm just saying.
That's messed up, Mike. That's fucked up, Mike.
It's his fault.
I'm just
Bless
saying
him.
That's fucked
okay?
up, Mike.
Yeah,
all I'm saying is that, you know what I'm saying? I got some food. It's jerk. It's chicken.
I don't even want it now. It sounds like it's spoiled. I'm good.
Oh. It's spoiled?
Yes.
You
and my color purple voice.
Oh, my God, man. Hey, you showing out in front of company right now, for real? I'm trying to be peaceful.
Oh, my
God. I just thought that maybe, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on. See, because you starting. Then you talking about something you trying to, I'm showing out, but you starting it, though. You starting.
I ain't starting.
Martin. Oh my God, and he's hollering. See,
I'm in the building, man.
What I gotta go through, man, every motherfucking night. Yeah,
you got your hands full.
Hold on,
young man, sir. In my defense.
Oh Lord. Oh Lord.
Disclaimer.
There we go.
Sure, can say the stuff he said to me, young man, sir. All I'm simply saying.
Yes, I'm listening.
He's starting with me. You heard that? I'm just saying now. But I'm cutting.
I've been putting him through.
I don't even know this young man, sir.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Can I ask a question? My mama told me not to ask this question. But how old are you?
I'm old enough.
About what? About around what age are you?
Okay. Are you ready for this one? You ready? Because I got one. I'm old enough to fucking tell him to get out. Next.
Oh.
Well.
What?
I told you, Jazzy B, you got that shovel? Jazzy. Jazzy, you got
sorry,
that shovel?
He's scarred with me.
Because he's digging. Try to tell you. Rest in peace, bro.
This interview is not about you. This is about Dead Serious. Dead Serious is on the radio. We should not be showing out in front of company. I mean, all I'm saying is.
Oh, my.
Monster.
I mean, I'm enjoying myself, man. I'm enjoying myself. Y'all bring great laughter to the hip-hop game, man. It's enjoying it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Dead Serious, this is unbelievable. I do have a question for you. How long have you been rapping and, you know, putting yourself on the map and, you know, changing the game?
Well, I'm not one of them cats that's going to say I was rapping when I was a fetus or nothing like that. I'm going to keep it funky, man. I've been doing this thing around 18 years old, 2002. You could do the math, you know what I mean? I basically, it just happened, man. I just love music. I've always been a big fan of hip-hop. Grew up in the Pac and Biggie era, you know what I mean? And we lost two great souls to this game, you know what I'm saying? And still to this day, you know, music for me in different, you know, sometimes in different settings, different feelings, you know, it's always a song or something that I can listen to for that mood, you know what I mean? So I'm just a big fan of hip hop. So once I start writing music, it just came from the emotion, from the feeling that I had, you know what I mean? I never really wanted to be nothing other than who I am. So I just try to keep it original and just get people to grasp towards my life. Because sometimes you could try to talk to people, be a talkative person like me. They might not want to hear your life story. But when you put that in music, you know what I mean? People think that's the realest thing ever.
Okay. So, you know, this is Takeover Tuesday. Can you spit a little for us, a little bit of something, you know, so we
know what it's
sound
like,
man. You know?
I definitely can. I'm always ready to spit. I said something like this. I said, do you think about the shit that I go through? I try to write about my life and then record it on Pro Tools, and I ain't even part of a squad. So I'm praying to God. When you coming from the bottom, it's hard. You know I'm waiting on the day that I drop. Listen, if I don't make it to the top, I'm going back to the block. Street dreaming, where everybody living in hell. It's harder fighting for your freedom from a prisoner cell. Novocaine, I'm hoping you don't feel no pain. Face a lot of consequences when you deal cocaine. Truth is, a lot of people really living through these circumstances. Try to get a better job with benefits and work advances. With a felony, I guess we don't deserve the chances. White America. Greedy politicians. This is poverty. I never had a pot to piss in. Not to mention that my family had a drug addiction. Listen, my heart was missing through my transition, but my ambition kept me running like a transmission. My hands itching, my eyes twitching, you know the feeling. Lord willing, in the bloody name of drug dealing. If money's evil, tell me why we give it to the churches. What is the pastor really doing after morning service? And if I die without a reason, did I serve my purpose? I can hear my mom crying, cussing out the nurses. I'm just trying to resurface. Sometimes you gotta hustle. Imagine punching on a prison wall with bloody knuckles. You face 120 months and only serve a couple. Now, would you rather go through that or would you rather struggle? I want the money and the property monopoly. Psychologically, I give you my philosophy, because if I'm going through it, then I know you probably gotta be, because every day I think I feel somebody watching me. You either speaking to the streets or you speaking to cops.
That's the reason why I'm speaking through a speaker box, because I could paint the perfect picture when the needle drop. I'm from a spot where they utilize needles and rocks, Desert Eagles and Glocks. It's such a sad story. I'm spinning grown man bars. Your shit is statutory. That's serious.
Oh.
Hey! That's what's up.
Okay. You said you're going to be at Hot Rise on Thursday?
I'm going to be at High Rise on Thursday. I got more ammunition to go. You know what I'm saying? I do this, man. I just love music, man. I told you, I do this out of emotion and, you know, life experiences. You know what I mean?
Okay. Thursday night, y'all, at Hot Rise. You better get in while it's still free. Because I'm telling y'all, the place must go up in a minute. It is what it is. So it's still free, so make sure you come out, bring your squad, and, you know, it ain't going to be one of them things. I'm like, hey, bruh, I'm finna go out. I ain't got it. Well, you don't need it. It's free. Get it. Just bring a couple drinks. That's all we charge is just get you a shot. That's all we ask. Just get you a shot and tip the DJ. So all right, bruh. So anybody else want to ask him a question?
I appreciate the fact that he called in and let people know and repping the fact that we actually going to be at High Rise tomorrow, that we doing our interviews. It's much love. You know, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. We actually going to turn up. As I said, I mean, it's going down. You stay tuned.
Yes, sir. I do appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate y'all, you know, letting me into y'all house. You know what I mean? And I appreciate the hospitality. You know what I mean? So I just want to play my part, and if you ain't moving with the movement, then you got to get the moving. You know what I mean? All
right. 100.
Right.
100.
No. And, hey, one of the perks of coming out and rocking with us on Thursday night is, you know what I mean, you come out, you turn it out in the club rocking, which I already know they is, brother. I can already tell they is. Get in, then we give you a free week of promo right here on Monsters Radio. So next week, all you got to do is bring your CD or whatever, whatnot, what track you want me to spin. Give it to me at the event. I am the DJ. Get it. And I got you next week.
Yes, sir. I definitely appreciate everything. I definitely appreciate the opportunity to be heard. And I'm looking forward to the Thursday night, every night at Hot Rise, man.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to hearing you hit it like you did, like hot. That was hot.
Right.
Look forward to hearing.
Right.
Yeah, spit some more fire out there.
Yes, sir.
I might pop in, you know, even though I'm also known as Seldom Seen. So Seldom Seen might pop in on y'all. You never know.
Awesome.
I was trying to figure out why they call you Seldom Seen, but I think it's because you be like always having to do 30 days from hurting somebody. So let me go ahead and play some music right quick. This is this is one of Jazzy B's artists. We'll be doing an interview with him here real soon. I think he's going to be calling in tonight. I'm not for sure, but check it out. This is Gouda. It's called Full of Money. We'll be right back right after this.
He needs some help. We live.
Don't judge me. It's crazy, folks.
Money and a duff bag full of money, while a duff bag full of money, yeah, a duff bag full of money, cash, duff bag full of money, yeah, a duff bag full of money, 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 cash, duff bag full of money, cash, duff bag full of money, a 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 duff bag full of money, talk through that money. Big duff bag full of money. My partner keep it 100. I gotta get to the money. I gotta keep me some money. I always keep it 100. I remember being down bad. I went and found me some money. Like a diamond in the rough. Why I shine like money. Stay on top of my hustle. Had to grind for the money. Ride or die for the money. Shots fired by the money. Man down by the money. We ain't playing around by the money. Wake up and then I go chase. Yeah, I'm trying to get the money. I want a whole lot of hunters. I want a whole lot of money. Got me down the cliff for these monkeys.
bought my swag on a Honda. Walk me down to the money. I was on the air getting money.
Money got a duff bag full of money. Wallet got a duff bag full of money.
Yeah.
Got a duff bag full of money.
Cash.
Got a duff bag full of money.
Yeah.
Got a duff bag full of money. Got a duff bag full of money.
Money.
Got a duff bag full of money.
Woo.
Got a duff bag full of money. Got a duff bag full of money.
Yeah.
Got a duff bag full of money.
Cash.
Got a duff bag full of money.
Cash.
Got a duff bag full of money.
Let's get it.
Got a duff bag full of money.
Yeah.
Got a duff bag full of money.
Yeah.
Got a duff bag full of money.
Woo.
Got a duff bag full of money.
Chillin' hard for the money,
money.
Pull your car for the money,
money.
My squad get money.
Woo.
Trap black card that money,
yeah, yeah.
Work hard for the money,
yeah.
I'm hard for the money.
Let go.
I go retarded by the money. Wake up early, get money. Sunday out, we get money.
Money
did nothing but count up the
honey.
Tuesday, you know that it back to the money.
Fuck up a sack.
Wanna be duff bad for nothing but money.
Commas and digits.
After that, another bag for the money.
Whip up a chicken.
I ain't gotta say nothing.
Whoa.
Mouth swag, say money.
Let go.
I might smoke the whole onion.
Damn.
90% of these niggas don't keep it 100. Go hit your bitch and then back to the money.
Got a duff bag for the money. Got a duff bag for the money.
Yeah.
Got a duff bag for the money.
Cash.
Got a duff bag for the money.
Yeah.
Got a duff bag for the money.
Let's get it.
Got a duff bag for the money.
Money.
Got a duff bag for the money. Got a duff bag for the money. Got a duff bag for the money.
Yeah.
Got a duff bag for the money.
Cash.
Got a duff bag for the money.
Cash.
Got a duff bag for the money.
Let's get it.
Got a duff bag for the money.
Yeah.
Got a duff bag for the money. Got a duff bag for the money.
Ooh.
Got a duff bag for the money.
Count came to my partner. Now my brother name. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's get it. Got a duff bag for the money. Big duff bag for the money. Big duff bag for the money. Duff bag for the money.
Elite Sway Managed Man. ATL. Minnesota. Yeah, he's gonna be coming out here this summer. Gutter. Uh-huh.
Let's get it.
So let's see, we know we're going to have to have, we're going to have them on a Thursday night. So if you're missing these Thursdays, I'm telling y'all, it's really going down every Thursday night at Hot Rod. It's an open mic and a showcase. Who doing that? Who doing that? And giving away radio play? I'm just saying. So let's do it up next. No, I'm going to open up the line. Yeah, I'm going to open up the line. I play them at the end. Yeah. Because you know how they is over here on this live line. They going to start fighting, all kinds of things. I don't know what to do with these cats over here. What is
it? You know what? I don't
appreciate it. Family do.
I don't appreciate none of that. You
know, no, I don't fight. I just, you know, I'm trying to be love, peace, and hair grease. You know, some people, you know, what I'm saying, don't like them.
For real.
I just,
I don't fight.
So
I will ask and say,
boom.
See, this one. I mean, you just sit over there and act like you just don't do nothing. You don't be
my bitch.
What the? Come
I'm
on,
sorry, man. Y'all. Are we live over here? I'm sorry.
Yes, we are. Oh. Yes, we are. We are very live.
No, I think. Hold on, I think Jazz is at an event. Are you at the event?
Yes, I am.
Oh my God.
I am.
Okay.
I'm at Jay's place right now. With our other artist, Feng Shui. So. No, I'm moving around a little bit. He got to perform tonight, so.
Mm-hmm.
He got to get it up.
All right, because, you know, Monster's Radio is everywhere. So what city are y'all in, and what's the weather like? Hello.
We in ATL, and the weather is as fine as me.
Hey, man.
That's what's up. Hey, hey. That's right, Jazzy. Tell them again. Tell them again. They ain't hear me the first time.
They did. I'm the ACL, and the weather is as fine as me.
Everybody on pause. Everybody on pause.
Okay.
Yeah. We all went through disclaimers with electronic signatures. You did. You did.
Look.
So, all right. So,
I said disclaimer.
So, do you know the lineup he's going to be performing tonight? Do you know the lineup he's performing?
I know Stunt ain't going to be one of them. I don't know what else. I don't even know if he's going to do another song after that.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay. So all right, tell him Monster Salute. I know he's going to get it in because he's wild as hell. You dig? He's wild. It is what it is. A little young ass. A little fast ass car.
Okay. While all of y'all are on the phone right now, real talk, I called in to give my respects to y'all because right now I am currently packing. I'm in transition to moving. So I just wanted to call in and say, hey. Huh?
Where we going? Where you moving to?
Girl, that's a secret. I don't need nobody trying to hide my bushes and jump out on me. That's a secret.
You staying in the state? Are you moving? Hey, you moving state? Are you staying in the state?
That's don't worry about it. Come get these. That's so.
Wow. Anyway, she hiding from the Illuminati.
Sorry, I'm just saying though, I'm a single woman and look, don't make me catch your case and go to the penitentiary. Is all
Well, if you stop shooting and cutting people and issuing stitches, you might not be single.
Will you stop doing that?
Do we have a 23 cent number that's online right now? I'm just wondering.
Did you just call me a lady?
Fuck.
Anyways, yeah, let's check in with that one right here. Hold on.
Hey.
Hold on, we filling up. There we go. Is that it?
Are you okay?
236?
No. you're talking while I'm talking. I'm kind of confused, but hey, you're live with Prophecy Fly. Come the ladies.
Well, hello there. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fantabulous, honey. Well, thank you for asking.
I'm fantabulous and yummy.
Okay.
Make sure you come down to High Rise Wednesday night and for ladies' night, actually. And then Augie's is open 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So who do we got on Takeover Tuesday? Who is this on Takeover Tuesday?
This is Prophecy Fly.
Prophecy Fly from Prophecy.
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 Yes, representing Augie's Nightclub 7 days a week.
Okay.
Come down and
get
you some. Okay, I remember that commercial.
Nine problems and a motherfucking Super A1.
Oh, my God.
I'm loving Augie's right now. I can't wait till they show up and show out tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Prophecy, for calling in. Where the girl is at? Put them on the line. Where they at? Let me show some love right now.
Well, okay. Some love live from Augie's right now. Open 7 days a week. We're here. Hit us up on
That's
Wednesday.
What's up.
We'll hit up Hot Rides on Wednesday. That's what we'll do.
We're definitely in Hot Rides on Wednesdays. We're definitely going to be at the interviews on Wednesdays.
That's what's up.
True. Thanks so much.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you may.
Okay. Do you be doing like them spins and everything and like the splits and all
that? I do a couple of the tricks, but I am bench flexing when you come up in here.
you who, honey boy?
What?
I got the behind. Look, let me be nice. I got the behind that wants to make you grind, okay?
What the hell? Well, hey, now, Daddell.
Disclaimer.
Okay. I do gotta go. I gotta do a photo shoot. Thank you, guys. I love you guys.
Love you, too, honey. Do your thing, baby.
Y'all have a good one.
Okay, all right.
You, too. Thank you.
Okay.
Wow. Bye-bye.
Did she say she had the behind to make you grind on? Oh, my God.
You know, I'm like, wait, hold on now.
Right. Yeah. We're going to have to reschedule for my tie-down session. I'm just saying, I mean...
You know, you just got issues over there. And a lot of them. What the hell?
Just trying to get cut.
Monster, you just keep letting them do this shit, don't you? You don't say nothing. The only thing you know is you just start laughing. Who does that? What kind of friend are you? And call for
who's
talking? That shit down. That's him.
Look.
Put that shit down.
Look.
And put your hand up in the air.
I am. Look. I'm going to tell you like this. I'm like the Chicago police when it comes to this shit. I'm going to let y'all duke it out. And whichever one of y'all motherfuckers last one standing, I'm taking to jail. Get it? I'm not getting in between.
You know
y'all.
What?
All I'm saying, this ain't even Wet and Wild Wednesdays. And I mean, come on now. What the?
He likes it. Just like Mikey, he likes it.
Wow.
All I'm saying, when y'all wear this, we're going to jump off tomorrow.
Okay.
Done
set me up for the okie doke, and I don't appreciate that, just so you know.
Didn't you have to go somewhere? When are you finna leave? When are you packing something?
Yeah. Until the spawn of Satan over there started meddling me.
Did you say depreciate? Are you depreciating your value? I mean, I'm just wondering, does that actually go as the time goes on, or is that just at the particular moment?
No, but your value depreciates every time you open your mouth.
Hold on. Let me just say, my value increases every time that I open my mouth, because at the end of the day, I mean, I'm the king, and I mean, there's queens looking to actually match my effort.
Monster, I tell you what. I'm about to just go ahead and get off this here cellular device of mine because he's trying to set me up for the okie doke. I can feel it down in my bones.
No, please don't get off the line. I'm enjoying your company. So much.
Hold on.
All right.
Go ahead, Tim. Do your shout-outs, last words and stuff because I want to get to the artist that called in tonight and did the freestyle. I want him to give out his information. One more time, you know what I mean, for taking the time calling in. You know,
first.
He pretty much stuck through a lot of the show. Okay, all right, we'll do. So, all right,
yo.
You heard that boop in your ear. There you go. Go ahead, tell them who you are again, how they can connect with you.
All right, yo, this is Dead Serious. I'm going to definitely be Hot Rods on Thursday. You want to check out the SoundCloud, check out a couple songs. Dwight, Dead Serious Allen on SoundCloud, DWYGHT. Dead Serious spelled correctly, and Allen, A-L-L-E-N.
That's what's up.
Do me a favor, bro, if you can. Ken, you guys are friends on Facebook?
Yeah, we friends on Facebook.
Okay, tag him in your link to your SoundCloud and stuff, and I'm going to take that and I'm going to share it in the Monsters Radio group. Now, if you see it go to the group, you do have to ask for an invite because we be filtering shit. We don't do that spam shit. Get it? So, yeah.
No doubt. I got you.
In the group so people can connect with you. All right.
Good looking.
Okay. That's what's up.
Nice.
All right. Better.
All right. With you, sir.
So, all right, Ms. Kim. Sure. Put the knife down. You got some shout outs.
Huh.
Not no cut up.
Oh my God! Would you
still on
stop like, trying to do me like that? Shut up. No,
you on probation.
I was on probation
I'm
in January.
Oh,
I was on probation
shit.
In January. Now it's for traffic.
Don't you come to no shows.
Why are you talking?
Don't you come to no shows. All right.
I'm just saying
my
it was
bad.
For traffic.
You're...
I don't do nothing else now. Don't do
mm-hmm.
me. Not in front of country.
That's what we
you
gonna
know,
tell
don't,
everybody.
Don't do that.
Right. My bad.
Big head.
I'm about down. When you leave, I'll be talking again.
T-shirt. Oh, unbelievable. Get your peepers. Get your peepers.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
I'm on pause.
Y'all are okay. Gotta give it up to God first and foremost, because without him, none of this nor us would be here. Give it up to E-Moss over there. Monster Us with a U.S. radio. Miss Unbelievable, Mr. Dead Serious Allen, Miss Jazzy B, who is on location at her spot, to the young lady that called and said that she had Mo behind to make it grind, you ain't good, dead ill. But I'm like in transition, like I said, I just called in to let y'all know I still love y'all, even though I'm doing stuff. I'll talk to you.
Who needs you to not actually ignore me like I'm not even here? You know, I just noticed that the fuck that you just went for.
I'm not that nigga.
I'm going to need you not to actually pass over the fuck over me like I'm not even here.
Okay. Hold on. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. Let us bow our head, Jesus. And to Mr. Spot of Satan over there. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Mm-mm-mm.
I might tie you up. I don't know. You know, might do a little roll. They got little razors on the inside of the rope. Yeah, you know I mean, you know, we can make it work.
Oh.
Let's work something out. See you, Daddy. Y'all so silly. Monster, why do you set me up for the okie doke? Every time I talk to you, it's always some shit. Why? And it's your fault.
Because I'm scared of you, and I hope you go back and do another 30 days so I can feel comfortable for 29
disclaimer.
Days.
Disclaimer.
With an electronic
disclaimer.
Signature. Yeah.
You know what? You ain't no fucking help.
Is you done it as we finish?
All three of y'all. Put some respect on your name.
You know I love you. You know I love you. You know I love you.
Hey, just for the record, what's your name? I'm just wondering. What your name is?
Puddin' Tang. Ask me again. I tell you the same.
Oh, Jesus.
Patty. All day.
Say what's your chest. Say what's your chest.
Shout out. To my kids, shout out to God. Shout out to the whole cakes that are on the way. I can marry and I can bury them. Shout out to Monsters Radio, E Monster, Kim, Jazzy, King, the new kid on the block who's changing the world with his raps. It was hot. To Hot Rod, to all the clubs, all the upcoming artists that's going to blaze the stage and do interviews. To all those who just, you know, got the artists in them, just come out and have fun. To all the events that's going on in the Twin Cities, y'all hook them up, get out there, get involved. And hashtag, it's unbelievable all day.
Okay.
There it is. Sorry, King, what you got for us, bro?
Well, all I'm going to say is, you know, at the end of the day, it is the hour in which, you know, this is, some people call it the witching hour, but...
That's at like 3 in the morning, keep it moving.
You know what? Nobody
don't
asked you.
Don't anything. Help him. Don't help him, Kim. Let him go, Kim.
This is the reason why...
My bad.
Lord have mercy. Did I interrupt you while you was actually, you know what I'm saying? You know what? I'm going to leave that alone. Anyways.
Hot rides tomorrow.
We got interviews jumping off 911 Park Avenue. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up, 612-601-5193. I'll let you know. Just get me in. Hit me on my line and I got you. You know, we're going to do these interviews. I want you to know that these interviews, my friend, are actually cable ready. You cannot beat for this interview to be on YouTube and the cable all at the same time. It is not nowhere that this is going to happen. Nowhere in the cities. And, I mean, you get to turn up at a club afterwards. I'm not asking you to sell tickets. I'm not asking you to actually be out here doing anything other than being in this interview. But it's going down tomorrow. I swear it is. Augie's in the building. And I'm low. I'm finna get my... Hey! Holla.
Okay.
That's what's up. All right. Well, y'all know how I start all my shout-outs now. You dig? I always say now, God's good.
All the time.
See, some of y'all some heathens. A couple of y'all could have said a little more. But it is what it is. We're going to keep it moving. Don't forget you can catch me as the DJ every Thursday night at Hot Rod.
Hey, you know what? I just missed that. You slipped that on me. I'm sorry, but, you know, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. I'm not going to let that go by like that. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, this is what we do at the end of the night. But, you know, you slipped that real quick. I was waiting for you to just do your little shout-outs and do all that other extra stuff, and then you're going to slide me real quick and then tell me I ain't going. Oh, no, I ain't going.
Wait.
Bro,
did I interrupt you
doing
your shout-out? Hold on. Did he mention this? Did I interrupt you doing your shout-out? No, I didn't interrupt you.
Well, did he?
Is he talking?
He should be.
You shot my God, so I needed to get in there.
Yeah, nobody asked you. Sit your little ass back over there. No, nobody asked you. Stop incidentating.
Shut up.
Like I was saying, you can catch me Thursday night. You dig at Hot Rod. I'll be DJing some upcoming after parties. It goes down here in the Twin Cities. Hey, almost every night of the week, I'm telling y'all, it's lit. You can find all kinds of independent artists. There's so many hot artists in the Twin Cities. I really hate when I see people putting out there, especially when it be promoters talking about how artists ain't this and they ain't that in Minnesota. Minnesota has one, like dude said, the most diverse artists anywhere that I've been. Most of the places I go, you hear that sound. Here, you can hear anything. A lot of it's hot. I try to say something slick, but I couldn't think of nothing. But it is what it is. Thursday night. Don't forget, also, July 4th, I'm doing an outdoor event. If you got some kids that want to perform some positive music, I mean, drill teams and things like that, I got people hitting me up. Make sure you hit me up, too. MonsterUSRadio@gmail.com. Don't forget about June 10th at Rep My City Day at the Capri Theater in North Minneapolis. I'll also be over there on the ones and twos. And July 8th, put on by Shaky Bones Food Truck. It's out in the park from 11 to 5. And we're doing an after party. You dig? So make sure you get into it. Get involved. If you're trying to perform, you know a performer, and they're trying to get exposure, real exposure, holla at me. MonsterUSRadio@gmail.com. Attention, E-Monster and Monstrous Booking. So, all right, check it out. Like Jazzy B said, you can connect with her. She's at that event, so I'm pretty sure she can't talk too much, but connect with her, JazzyB3000, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. You dig? So, we're going to play the artist that's performing tonight down in ATL. So, he goes by the name of Feng Shui the Kid. This is his track called Vibe. He's got a whole mixtape that came after he dropped this on one. They made a whole nother mixtape all around it. So, check it out. Let me know what you think of it on Facebook in the MonsterUSRadio.com group.
Feng Shui. I'm really feeling my vibe right now. I'm feeling the vibe in the music. I knew one day I would do it. I had to do it and do it. Do it and do it. Run my bands up front of them. Yeah, it can get real in the field. And you can get killed. I'm feeling the vibe. I'm trying to whoop me a bell. Came a long way from the shell. I had that dope in my sock. Running from cops. Never say can't cause I can't. I was the one in the bin. I was the one on the block trying to get it. Truth told me get on my god. Pop a molly, about to take on the mall. I'm a dog.
up on the low. I fuck your bitch for a bag of blow. I pray to God you got good though. Doggy need a hold back in style. I'm going wild. Your price too high, I cut it. I'm feeling the vibe, bitch, I'm dead. Diamonds on the bitch, I'm flooded. I got this shit out the mud. Living life like I want to. Jigging and jigging for ill. I want that house on the hill. I want that thot with the hill. Thug, thug, bitch, I'm too far. Yeah, I'm feeling the vibe. Run my bands up front of you. Yeah, it can get real in the field. And you can get killed. I'm feeling the vibe, I'm feeling the vibe, I'm feeling the vibe, I'm feeling the vibe. I'm feeling the vibe, I'm feeling the vibe. I'm feeling it, I'm feeling the vibe, I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling my vibe,
I'm feeling my vibe.
They mad cause I'm killing it. I'm killing it. Money, my money. They piss out killing me. Did the nigga, they mad. My bitch, she sad. Walk it out, I'm about that money. Who else cash, cash, would call me cash, cash, out? Who rest number two? Woo. I'ma paint that Bentley coupe. Pull my ring, throw it up like the alley. Ooh. What is it different? They smoking just this. I put it with them, they ain't winning. You trippin', 100K in my bitch. I ain't gon' stop till I get it. Swear to my brother, bro. Stay down low. Ain't no switching, ain't no train, no divide, nigga. I multiply. Run my bands up front of you.